your mama, and I don't ever bawl. I'm a big, bleak picture mama, and I don't ever bawl.
Enough damn pony talk. It's time for the answer of the week, where Joe Patrick, myself, and our third head, Dave DeMarco, discuss the question of the week. This week's question. With Cannonball and Sunspot being called up to the Avengers, who do you think deserves a shot at the big leagues? Dave DeMarco, start us off.
Who deserves a shot at the big leagues in the Marvel Universe?
Who deserves to be an Avenger, in your opinion?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, pick somebody. Don't say it. Squirrel Girl.
You're going to hate it. That's the answer.
Good Lord, man.
Listen, she's got a track record like you wouldn't believe.
You're doing this to yourself, furry freak.
I'm not doing anything. She is the last character created by Steve Ditko. She has Spider-Man's power set, essentially.
Oh, God.
And she wins fights.
Uh-huh.
She beat the shit out of Wolverine. Can I say shit on this show?
Yeah, we're unedited. This is the web exclusive.
She is great. There's a great episode where she breaks into Latveria to steal Dr. Doom's time platform. And as soon as he sees her, he's like, oh, it's you. Just do what you have to do.
A pattern for me here, ladies and gentlemen?
I'll
leave it to you.
The pattern is nothing.
You decide.
I like Spider-Man.
How do you feel about Chitara? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know. You're the one with the pinup of her on your wall behind
oh,
me.
Oh.
True story.
It's right there.
She's
holding
touche.
Mama.
Joe Patrick, who do you think should be called up to the Avengers?
It's kind of hard to answer now because Bendis was throwing anybody that he could find in the Avengers
for a while there.
There was a lot of
peaks he was throwing up there.
Like, if you'd asked me this question a couple years ago, I would have said, like, I would have loved Nova to get called up. But then they made him a Secret Avenger for 5 seconds.
They did. Exactly 5 seconds.
Yeah. For years, I asked for Spider-Man to join the Avengers because... I'm going to get shit for this, but... The idea, like, oh, the Parker Luck and Spider-Man's a loner and he's always screwing things up. That was great for the first 50 years. And at a certain point, I was like, just make him an Avenger. He's awesome.
They did a really good job.
And then they actually did it.
Where, like, Tony Stark pulled him aside and he was like, you don't get it, man. I don't join a team. I'm bad luck. I'm bad news. And Tony Stark was like, yeah, how's that been going for you, by the
right,
way?
Right, yeah. So,
and he was like, oh.
My former, like, go-to answers have kind of... already happened. As far as current characters, that is a tough question.
Moment, you want us to come back to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come back to me while I think.
She-Hulk. I would really like to see She-Hulk as an Avengers. You have like a Hulk.
I get crap for Squirrel Girl. He gets to say She-Hulk.
She-Hulk's just a big sexy green girl.
Point of order. Are we talking about character? Like, because She-Hulk was an Avenger.
I get that. I'm saying now. I like her in the FF. It's fun. But I would like She-Hulk to be taken more seriously. I hate the red She-Hulk. I love Jennifer Walters. And I would like to see her on the other Avengers, like Uncanny Avengers with She-Hulk. You got a Hulk on both teams. It just makes sense. And I love that character. And for too long, she's been a joke. And I don't understand why she is a joke, but Betty as the red She-Hulk is awesome. That sucks. I hate it. I hate the red She-Hulk. I would like to see Jennifer Walters, Avenger.
All right, well, we are getting off track a little bit. The spirit of the question is what, like, in the spirit of Cannonball...
Yeah, B-list or
C-list. Young characters that graduate up.
I get that. I just would argue that she has been reduced to
I get
B-list.
It. Your point is made, but
okay.
I'm talking about, like, in the same vein as, like, Cyborg is in the Justice League now.
Right.
Younger like, a young character that, like, armor. You've done it, kid. Come on up to the big leagues. I think Cannonball and Sunspot are awesome. I think Kitty Pryde would be a great Avenger.
Ooh, I like that too. I like that
Kitty Pryde and Lockheed flying around doing their thing.
That'd be fun. I do like
I
that.
I love it.
Pushing people into the earth and letting them go so they just die there. Yeah.
Listen, if you talk to Dave for 5 minutes, he will tell you that Kitty Pryde will win any fight.
She does.
Kitty Pryde is an unstoppable killing
machine. I mean, unless you like can magic her power from not working, basically wins.
She can't be beat.
Like the Molecule Man.
Hulk. Yeah,
forget it.
The Hulk's rampaging? Oh, no problem. Zoop.
Yep.
Phase him into the ground.
Just hold him still until he settles down. You know, just make him intangible. He's like, ooh. And then he stops, throws back into Banner. You're like, are you done?
Yeah.
So who do you got that's
younger,
like, that?
Like a younger character being called
that's
up.
Somebody that's matured and is now like worthy to become one of Earth's mightiest heroes.
Man, that is kind of tough.
I'm
going to go with another lady because there's not enough estrogen on that team. I'm going with Lady Sif. I think Lady Sif on the other team. So you've got like two Norse gods bouncing out, two Hulks. Look what I'm doing.
You're You're synergizing.
I'm building Avengers teams.
You're feng shuiing.
Synergizing the paradigm.
Yeah, fixing the feng shui of the Avengers team. I'd like to see Lady Sif there. I really like this new journey into mystery that they're doing with Lady Sif. She could be and should be Marvel's Wonder Woman. I mean, she has all the same characteristics, basically. She's a god. But, I mean, slightly different story. But sure. Big and tough. She's a badass. You know, like, I would like to see her on the Avengers. I think it'd be really cool.
And that issue of Journey into Mystery was awesome.
It was fantastic.
It was really good.
I can't say enough about it. It was so good. Now, she's not really, like, a younger character. She's definitely established.
No, but she's definitely... She's also never really had a chance to
be your C-list.
Like
they really haven't done much with her. And I like her better than I like Valkyrie. I like Valkyrie, and I like that they were trying to throw her out there a little bit, but I just didn't really like the way it was handled, and then we kind of forgot about her.
I think the problem with this question is that there's no... Marvel's not as good at the legacy aspect as DC was.
There's constantly just new heroes thrown out, thrown out. Like, and you got a new team of mutants every year.
Like, with rare exceptions, there's no, like, you know, the protege of this character is now, like, there's no Nightwing of Marvel, you know what I mean?
Ooh, Skin from Generation X. I'd like to see Skin get the nod.
He's dead. Chuck Austin killed him.
He died of the Legacy Virus, right?
No, he was killed by the Purifiers and crucified on the front lawn of
X-Mansion.
I thought he got his 6 pounds of skin caught in a door.
Wait, wasn't that
the escalator?
Wasn't that 6 feet.
Claremont? Didn't he write that?
6 feet of skin.
No, Chuck Austin.
Did he?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
6 feet of extra skin.
Chris Claremont.
God help me. That sounds like a porno. It's just terrible. Whoever created skin should be ashamed.
So fun question there. I like this.
Yeah,
like,
it's hard, though.
Be an Avenger?
So how about then a character that's never been an Avenger, not necessarily somebody young.
God, who?
That's an impossible task. Yeah,
that's kind of like
armor.
Wallowed in obscurity. Like
Armor's too young.
Like
she's
Angel.
Still a little girl.
Like Warren Worthington.
He's been an Avenger, I thought.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, hasn't he?
No.
I thought he had been an Avenger.
No.
Really?
Or Gargoyle from the Defenders.
Iceman.
Iceman would be a great Avenger.
He'd be a great Avenger. And he's like super freaky powerful.
Very, very powerful.
Yeah.
He controls technically molecular motion.
He would be a rad Avenger. Mm-hmm. I like him a lot.
You can't just freeze your problems away.
Lila Cheney.
Oh, yes, you can.
Lila Cheney is not interested in crime fighting.
Yeah, she'd be cool, though. She's a teleporter. They could use a teleporter.
Was Pete Wisdom an Avenger?
No.
No?
I like him.
I like Pete Wisdom, too.
I like Pete Wisdom,
too. But he's in charge of, like, the British
has
Avengers.
Captain, now he's
has
a
Captain
weird
Britain,
liaison.
Captain Britain, has he ever been an Avenger?
He was in Secret Avengers.
Has he ever
Rick
been
Remender's Secret Avengers?
Avenger proper.
Not that I'm aware of.
I would like Captain Britain.
Oh, well, there's the female Captain Britain.
No.
That Chuck Austin
We're not
created.
Acknowledging that.
Lionheart.
She chose the wrong sword. She chose a sword. You're not supposed to choose the sword.
I know. It's a test of character.
Yes.
You failed.
Yes. And you're like, yeah, well, I'm kind of a bitch, Captain Britain. Like, no. Merlin will not put up with this crap. You know?
You know, and if we're talking like favorite Avengers, like what I'd like to see the Avengers kind of get back to, and I know that it's constantly got to escalate and they've got to do this whole like galaxy hopping, you know, ready for every threat, but I really long for the days of... The small, not necessarily small, but
terrestrial problems.
Terrestrial, like you know, government sponsored, like the 70s, 80s Avengers,
right.
Like the
right.
Busick Avengers as well, and you know, the Vision, Scarlet Witch, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor,
Wonder Man,
and the Beast. Oh man, I wish Wonder Man and the Beast were Avengers. Well, Wonder Man's joining the Uncanny Avengers.
Yeah,
though.
He's gonna be there.
So like, that's my favorite. Era of Avengers is that kind
sure.
of squad.
Yeah, I like the squad idea too. Like you got Captain America leading one team and Captain Britain leading the other team. Ho!
I have an answer. It's a right. weird one, and I'm not actually sure what the character's up to right now. But last time I checked, which was some years ago, the Beetle was doing okay.
The Beetle's a good guy.
That's a good answer. Yeah, the Beetle,
Mach 5 or whatever. His
yeah,
name is
the
now.
Beetle most recently was. One of the staff members of the Thunderbolts.
He could be your Iron Man counterpart.
Yeah.
He could be the Iron Man on the other damn team.
I'm a sucker for redemption stories.
Yeah.
And those guys are all pardoned now.
I would like
Songbird,
to see that.
Mach 5.
I'd really like to see some of the Thunderbolts going, you know what? Like Cap going, you guys have been kicked around for so long. It's time to get back into the spotlight. You know, you're good guys. And I'm going to support you. Citizen V, get over here. You know, Songbird.
Citizen V was Baron Zemo. Yeah, that's a bad example.
Oh, that's true. It turned out to be Baron Zemo. I forgot about that.
Go back to your Nazi war.
Yeah, I forgot.
All right, real quick. This is not germane to the question of the week, but I have
nice
to talk about
germane.
This.
That was
thank
good.
You. Thank you. I have to talk about this with somebody. Last night, I was reading A+X number 2 on the Turlet.
Okay.
And there was
where 99% of THN's comic reading takes place.
Kind of.
The Turlet.
And
take me to the Turlet. Put me on the Turlet.
And the lead story was Black Widow teaming up with Rogue, written and drawn by Chris Bachalo. It was really fun. It was a really fun book. And
he wrote it?
He wrote it and drew it.
Oh.
And then the second story was Kitty Pryde teaming up with Iron Man against the Brood. It was pretty great. Written by Peter David. But in the lead story, Black Widow is on her day off, and she gets a text or whatever, an alert, saying it's code 245, you know, in your area, spring into action. And she's like, whatever. Get Captain Marvel to do it. Get Carol Danvers to do it. I'm on leave. And then a Sentinel comes crashing to Earth and demolishes her car. And so she springs into action and starts fighting this Sentinel. And then Rogue shows up. And Black Widow says, I was expecting them to send Carol Danvers. And Rogue says, well, she did loan me her powers for the day.
Aww.
Now, hold on.
Huh?
All right.
Wait.
Yes.
Back up.
Now, hold on.
Hold on.
The continuity nerd in me started shrieking.
Time out.
Like, you're telling me that Carol Danvers, despite whatever forgiveness may have occurred,
right,
voluntarily let the woman that essentially raped her soul in the 80s?
Right. Stole her power set.
And
like,
her memory. Like, she was in a coma.
Yeah.
And to this day, like, if you read the Brian Reed Ms. Marvel series from a couple years ago, she talks about how she has her memories back, but no emotional connection.
Yeah.
So, like, she knows her mom and her brother, but...
But she feels, like, displaced.
They're strangers
and weird
to her. Yeah. That Captain Marvel was like, sure, Rogue.
Give me a kiss.
Go ahead. Take some of my powers.
Kiss me on the mouth and go help
and
Kitty
like,
out.
It's a fun line and it's a throwaway line, and if it had been any other character, if it had been the Hulk or... you know, Thor, I would have been like, yeah, of course.
Right.
But they specifically used Carol Danvers, and I was like, no way, man.
Was she making a joke? Was she being snarky?
No, no. Okay. And I just think, like, Chris Bachalo maybe, like, forgot that little bit of history.
And everybody at editorial, too?
Maybe. I mean, it's a throwaway line. It's, like, one line.
Tom Brevoort didn't glance at A+X, too?
I don't know if Tom Brevoort's, like, personally hands-on with A+X.
Like, you ask Tom Brevoort about that, and Tom Brevoort goes,
Yeah, right. And I understand, like, they've kind of come to terms or whatever, but it's like forgiving the man. It's like Rihanna forgiving Chris Brown, to stick to the theme.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And I just don't really see Captain Marvel
being...
See
you both in hell.
Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and take what you need?
Yeah.
No way.
No.
No way.
No.
So, anyway, none of that has to do with the question of the week.
Off topic.
I had to talk to somebody about
that.
That's
what we do here. This is your comic talk, you know? This is what we do. It's free-flowing. It's fun. It's the answer of the week, kids.
And it's also what happens when we obviously run out of answers.
Right. Make sure to join us here on TwoHeadedNerd.com every week for the most important audio blog on the interwebs.
The most important audio blog you will ever hear
ever.
In your life.
Ever. The end.